Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have I made some mistakes? Sure. Was one of them forgetting that Jake Gaydon joins us every Wednesday? Yes, that was one of them.
Well, you weren't alone.
Thankfully, Jake is here. I just talked with Trista. We can't move Trista today.
Oh, no.
So Trista's going to be with us tomorrow. But I got to remember that Coach Marion is with us at 2:15, by the grace of God. So we'll have to talk to Trista earlier in the day.
And, yeah, I'll check on that.
Coach?
Yeah, because he might just get the whole week off because they got to buy this week.
Oh, just give Coach the week off.
Yeah.
Are you off tomorrow? Tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Not,
you
not
off
going
tonight?
On tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good for you. Let's bring in Jake. Jake's having a rough few minutes here. I thought we were bad for forgetting that Jake is joining us every Wednesday. He started talking to Jesse for 5 seconds about the Yanks Red Sox series.
I said like five words too.
And he's just absolutely lost it.
When he did the brrrr, that was so
which is also the whitest thing that you could possibly do.
That was a hell of a crash out when that happened.
Jake, you good?
We're surviving.
All right. It's all right. It's a long series.
Well, not really.
Nope.
It's good in tonight.
No, it's not. It's only three games, Dave.
Definitely
it's
not.
Only three games. Do I have to remind you it's only three games?
No, you don't.
Do I have to remind you that tonight the Yankee season might be completely over at Yankee Stadium in a packed house? No, I don't need to remind you. Against, the Boston Red Sox. Sorry.
I was just trying to cheer you up, man.
But Jake is fully confident that this will result in a Yankees win.
Oh, I think history is on our side tonight. Just because every other wild card series, the game one winner has gone on to win 12 out of 12 times, doesn't beat history. It can't change itself on the 13th.
Damn.
13th is an unlucky
number. Lucky 13.
Well, hey, Jake, the Guardians won. The Guardians won today. They forced a game three.
Doesn't mean they're going to win game three.
No.
Well, shout out to you for calling them the Guardians, though.
Been calling them the Indians all week. I don't know what's gotten into me. Yeah, because I'm watching the game.
Casey, how can you wear a Reds hat after they got blown out by the Dodgers last night?
Hunter Green, that was disappointing to see in your first playoff performance, especially after you went to the mound the night before and, pounded the mound and your chest and, I'm here, I've made it. And then that performance happens. Feel bad for the young man. That was an abomination. But I'm hoping for better tonight.
I'm not high on the Dodgers. I think their bullpen stinks, but that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah, I agree. But I think they'll beat the Reds. I just don't think they'll beat the Phillies or the Brewers.
Okay. Everybody good now? Everybody feel better? No, Jake. Poor Jake. Jake's not good. He's not okay. That's all right, buddy. We're going to get you through this. Let's talk Kings basketball. How about that? You were at Media Day Monday. I think you were at practice yesterday.
And today.
Great. Let's talk about that. What stood out to you? Let's start with practice, obviously. What stood out to you the most the first 2 days of practice here for the Kings?
So, one, the amount of conditioning. I think that Doug Christie coming out and saying that they want to be the most well-conditioned team in the NBA and they want to get out and run and play 94 feet. You can see that on the first 2 days, a ton of running, a ton of unconditioning. And you know, that was the sentiment according to the guys, maybe even 2 or 3 months ago. They said, hey, be ready to come into camp, be conditioned because we're going to get after it and we're going to run. So I think that's something that you're definitely seeing in the first 2 days. It's also interesting, Doug Christie putting his little, you know, mark on this team with the offensive scheme. I think defensively they're going to pick up 94 feet, like they said, and play the Doug Christie defense that we've been accustomed to, specifically last year and then from his playing days. But offensively, of how things are going to look, I don't think you're going to see the same type of offensive scheme with a lot of DHOs off of Domas and being able to play pick and roll type of offense. But where they put Domas is where it's going to be different this year. They're talking about how the wrinkles of the offense will be different. I don't think you'll see Domas more at the top of the key, I think, or in the dunker spot. I wouldn't be surprised if he's more on the outside wings areas, creating DHOs out there. Doug was saying he loves splits, and maybe, Kenny, if you can explain what a split is to the listeners for basketball terms. But I think – offensively, things are going to look a little differently and maybe open up the offense a little bit more and play to everybody's strengths, right? I don't think it's all going to be completely DHO related. I think that's going to be the basics of the offense. But what they've told us is that the offense is going to be looking a little bit different and it's going to play to everybody's strengths. So if it's Malik Monk out there, if it's Dennis, if it's DeMar, if it's Zach, if it's Keegan, like I think Keegan a lot more catch and shoot. I think you might see DeMar play a lot of more one-on-one going down to the lane. I think it's going to play high pick and roll with Zach for him to be able to pull up and then also attack the paint. And then Dennis, I think, is more like Malik, where it's just a two-man game between back and forth between him and Domas. But once again, I think the offense is going to go through Sabonis, and I think they're going to run a ton.
That's the other thing that that really in short – bit of clips that I've seen is they look like they want to play fast and they want to get up and down the floor. And some people think that's not the way to go about it when you have a guy like DeMar DeRozan or something like that on your roster. But I think DeMar can get up and down to a certain degree, or at the very least push the ball up the floor and try to get some easy transition buckets. Is that you kind of laid out the way they were playing the, they might go about running the offense, but is that the overriding thing that you saw early in training camp? Is they want to play fast. They want to get up and down the floor.
Yeah, I think that is. I think the overriding part is just getting out in transition and pushing the ball. And I even push back when you say, like, hey, DeMar, that's not DeMar's game. I think that's not DeMar's game now, what we've been used to when his later years in Toronto, Chicago, and what we've seen last year with the Kings. Look at DeMar at USC. And look at DeMar in his early years with the Spurs. He did get out and run. He was a fast-paced type of guy. I think he's morphed his game a little bit more into the turnaround, go get a bucket type of guy. But I don't think it's not in his toolbox. So that's why I've been pushing back on people saying, I don't think that DeMar doesn't fit this thing, the scheme. I think he does. I also think that go out and run scheme and push the ball fits everybody else on the roster. Right, I think Keegan can go push the ball. I think it sells with Sabonis, especially if he's going to get the rebound and going to push the ball. Works with Malik, with Dennis and Zach, and even Keon. You throw that into the mix, and Meek did that a good amount. He was the main ball handler at Colorado State. So I think it does fit the scheme for the majority of players. I think when you look at DeMar, we've only been used to what we've seen from him for the past 5 years, which is a slowdown type of player and back to the basket type of player. I think if they change the mindset of what DeMar can do, I think you might see a more transition type of guy this year and something that he did earlier in his career.
By the way, real quick, sorry I ignored you, Jake. Splits, at least from what I know, what splits are in basketball, is exactly what it sounds like, right? So if I have the ball and I pass to my right and I go to set a screen for Damian, as opposed to coming off the screen, maybe I'll look like I'm setting a screen and then I'll slip and go to the basket and maybe draw a defender this way. Damian will just take my spot at the top of the key. He'll be wide open, puts the defense in a little bit of a compromising situation if they don't have communication or they don't have they can't read the play because it's kind of going off of action. So as far as I know, that's what splits are. Could be wrong, depending on their terminology for it.
Well, set the screen for me. I'm gonna hit the shot.
I'm gonna take the defense with me, and they're gonna be wide open.
Cash out. Hey, I found out that Dame used to play really good. Used to hoop back in the day. Found that out from his birthday party back in the day. So
someone was lying to you. Someone looked you right in the face and lied to you. There's levels to this. You were talking about DeMar, and DeMar taking on a role that maybe he hasn't had since early in his career. Like I think one thing that really stood out to us, one of our favorite parts about Media Day, Jake, was like DeMar legitimately was pissed. Like DeMar was DeMar's like, I don't like the way people are talking about us. I don't like the way that things went last year. Everybody knows that things went bad last year. And he repeated, you know, the way he felt that things went last year. And I was talking earlier, I love that energy. Yeah, give me that. I don't want the whole team to have that energy, but a 16-year certified vet Hall of Famer. Yeah, give me that. Give me that chip on the shoulder. 10 times out of 10, I'll take it.
I love it. I think the raw emotion and the honesty and the transparency, like without swearing like he did four times in the interview, but bleep, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. If I'm a Beam team guy, like if I'm a Kings fan, that's exactly what I want to hear from my veteran. And I think he's taking the onus on himself saying like, hey, fam, don't count us out because last year was a roller coaster ride and we had a lot of things going on behind the scenes. But this year, if we got our things in check and have a base plan of how we're going to go about it and a concept and a plan moving forward, you know, watch out, fam, because we got a bunch of people on here that love being doubted. I think DeMar loves being doubted. I think Zach loves being doubted. I think Malik loves being doubted. And then you have young guys like Keegan and Keon that are both playing for contracts and are playing for futures. And I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. Domas, I think, is just always going to be steady Eddie from what we've known about him. But those are the guys that give me the chip. All right, I'm good with it. I'm okay. I would have no problem being able to say, hey, I'm going to prove the rest of the Western Conference wrong. Heck, the national media wrong. And let's be real here. The national media doesn't really know a lot about the Sacramento Kings. I've seen it for 3 years. You guys have known about it for forever, right? They look at the record. They look at maybe a couple of games that are on prime time, and that's it. They don't study this team. And I can tell that because of the year that they made the playoffs and how it was just so undercovered by the national media. No one really had no idea what
Stephen
they were
A. Smith
about.
Being shocked that De'Aaron Fox was good was an all-time like moment.
For real. I think the honesty from him was really refreshing from Media Day. But can I give you a guy that I'm really refreshed by? And yeah, I think it has to do with him being married. Keegan Murray. Mm. All right. I think we got the most I have heard from Keegan was on Media Day, and the most I got out of him was from Media Day of how transparent and honest he was been, not only about last year, but where he wants his game to be. Right? I feel like the first 3 years of his career he's been put in a box. First year, catch and shoot guy. Second and third year, be more of a defensive guy and have a role. This year, I don't think they're putting him in a box. I think they're saying, Keegan, you need to go be you, Bubba, and you need to go out there and call for it when you want the ball. And when you're cooking and you got your wiggle rolling, like, let's go have you go get that ball and be able to take over games. That's what I'm intrigued about because Keegan now knows that. They've also said the past 2 days that Keegan has stepped up and talked more this year or this training camp, which has been very refreshing to hear because I think that's his evolution of his career. What's his next step? Can he become a main option in the offense? Can he be a guy that vocalizes what he thinks is right and what is wrong? And if he can start doing that in training camp, I think it could set him up for a really nice season. That's something that he said he worked on this offseason is being able to get his basket, be able to create shots more. And I'm intrigued to see what it actually looks like in real life games coming up next week.
Casey, when was the last time your wiggle rolled?
Well, I'll just keep that between me.
I was just wondering. I was just wondering. Throwing lines around like his wiggle is rolling. I was just curious. Like, when did...
That's a Mike Brown quote. You know that, right?
I'm gonna keep my personal life personal.
Well, Mike Brown has said a lot of things where I just want to hit the pause button a time or two. But hey, everybody's wiggle rolls once in a while. We're asking questions. It's a broadcast journalist. How am I gonna let that line slide? I'm a broadcast journalist. Come on, man.
Jake, we talked to you a week ago. You're like, the Kings. Now you've talked to them, you've seen training camp. Do you feel any differently about your expectations for the Kings?
No. Really? Still the same way.
I think
they're competing for a play-in spot. Mm-hmm. I think they can get lucky if some teams get injured. The good news is I think they could maybe catch some teams off guard this the beginning of the season and how good they are. At the end of the day, the key for them is how they get off to a good start. Can they get off to a good start? Can they have a winning record in the first 15 games of the season? I think if you have that, maybe you can change my mind, but they have got to get off to a good start to start the year. And I think that's going to be a key to catch some teams off guard and be able to play Kings basketball, which is going to be physical. It's going to be a lot of running like we talked about and different shot makers and different guys to go to each night.
Do you think they can?
I think they can. I still think I looked at the schedule last night, like, you know, before I went to bed and I looked at it and I said, you know, there are some games there that they can go get a lot on the road. So that's where I sit there and say first 15 games, it will be tough. But if you can catch some teams off guard while you're on the road and this team traditionally in the past, when they have come together and played very well, it has been on the road. Remember that seven game winning streak last year where it ended up in Boston. That was all on the road, or majority of it at least was. So I do have confidence that it is a possibility. And if you can win on the road, gives me confidence to come back to the Golden 1 Center because, as we know, it's one of the toughest places to play in the NBA. It's been well known throughout the NBA that's the case. And I know for a fact Doug is making it a point this year that we got to protect our home floor. We got to win the majority, not majority of the games. We got to win as many, if not all, maybe only drop a couple on our home floor. We have got to protect the Golden 1 Center at all costs this coming season.
Let me ask.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Asking one other thing about Doug Christie. Head coach Doug Christie, did you get any type of sense of a different mentality, a different approach than when you would talk to Mike Brown for this team?
Yes and no. I think Doug is definitely a more players coach compared to Mike. I think Mike was definitely it's my way or the highway. And I think Doug is definitely more open to having conversations with his players and listening to the Domases and DeMars and Zachs of the world. I think the biggest difference I'm noticing this year is when Doug took over, he didn't have an assistant coaching tree that was his. It was the leftovers from Mike's squad. And I had a feeling, my feeling was last year, that he was looking over his shoulder a lot of like, who's really got my back and who doesn't. And now that he's got his guys in there right now with Mike Woodson, with Bobby and Miller, like, I think he is definitely more comfortable letting them do a lot of talking and then him chiming in when he has to. I think that is probably the biggest difference I've seen from year one to year two with DC. Is just he's not looking over his shoulder. He's comfortable with the guys around him. He trusts them. He even said today, like, I love the diversity of thought, but you know, when we could get onto the floor, one main purpose, right? And I think that is a great sentiment to have. It's okay to have different thoughts when you guys are in the coaching room and trying to figure out how this whole thing works. But if you guys have one main thought when you're on the floor of getting these guys better and everyone's on the same page with that because Doug's calling the shots, I think it could lead to a better situation for all players and coaches.
What do you think about Dennis so far? And specifically, not necessarily what you think about him so far. What do you think about your interactions with him so far and what he could potentially mean for not only this offense, but the way the Sacramento Kings team works on the floor?
True's pro. That's one thing that we've picked up on. He's been around the block. He knows, and I think Zach LaVine pointed out yesterday, which was really interesting, that these teams wanted him, right? Yes, he's been around the block. He's been like, I think, half the NBA teams, I think it is. But majority of these teams have traded for him, so he is wanted around the league. He's a guy that you hate playing against but love having on your team. So in our conversations and interactions, very stoic, very on point, very professional. I'm intrigued to see how he is on the floor. I think finding his voice within this squad and holding people accountable, which I think he'll need to do, is something that I'm really intrigued to see how he does that moving forward. He's talked about multiple times that, you know, he's got to be direct with his teammates of what they're doing, what they're not doing, and they need to be direct back with him and hold people accountable with it. I think the accountability factor, I think, that Dennis is going to bring to the floor. And I love the floor general type of thing of like, you go there, you got to do this. I think that's something they have been lacking even prior to De'Aaron Fox. Like, I don't think Foxy was that type of point guard. I don't think Foxy was a guy that held people accountable in that way. I think Dennis is going to be that guy where I think that will be the change that you'll see. It's like, maybe De'Aaron could go get a bucket for you on a good amount of times, and Dennis can't do that sometimes, or not the same quality. But I think Dennis is definitely going to be more of a floor general. And with the amount of talent that they could have on the floor at one time, that's exactly what you need for this team.
I was trying to look at Dennis Schroeder as a starter in this league. It kind of varies. I know early in his career with Atlanta, he was like 19.5 points per game, 17.9 to go along with like 6 assists. That was 8 years ago, so I'm not going to say that's who he is now. Mm-hmm. But even last year with Brooklyn, he was 18.4 points per game, 6.6 assists a night. It's a different team, different dynamics. DeMar's here, Zach's here. So I'm not looking at him to average 18.4 here with the Kings as a starter. But the moral of the story for me is when he's been a starting point guard, he's been pretty good. Like, he's been a good starting point guard when given the opportunity in this league. And I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be able to do that this year with the Kings. Dennis Schroeder is a good basketball player. He's a really good basketball player.
15-7. I think that's a sweet spot. If he can average 15.7 assists tonight, I think you're going to see an elite point guard and kind of go from there.
You want to tell your little frat house over there in the news department to pipe down? We're doing
a
highly rated professional radio show over here. We're professionals.
I can yell at my boss, but I don't think it's.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
We're
Jake.
Bad at. We're bad.
Yeah,
at
don't
sure,
do that.
I can.
No, don't do it, Jake. Don't do it.
Damn, I might need a job afterwards.
I was about to say, we lost Joe, lost Marshall, lost it. We can't lose you two, man. Like, don't do that. Poor Brennan having to cover every event by himself because Jake popped off at the boss on a D'Lo and KC hit. Hey, we'll get you out of here. You got other stuff to do. Did you see the news about the 49ers No Brock, no Juwan, no Ricky Pearsall going into tomorrow night's game. They're all out.
It's Mac Attack time.
It is.
Get ready,
That's
baby.
Your boy. That's
Mac
your boy.
Jones. Overweight Mac Jones, all right? Oh, that's not good. That's not good. I think that's a loss tomorrow night. I don't care how good the defense is. That they're banged up, fam. They need to figure their things out. That's not good. I didn't see that yet. Okay.
Yeah.
You know who also needs to get their stinking order?
Uh-oh.
Okay, you guys were talking about this earlier. Our Hornets. Like Sac State football, like we talked about that. I'm a fan of Brandon Marion, but like you've talked that talk, you not backed it up. And I think the rest of the Big Sky is starting to laugh at you right now. So I think I wish him the best of luck to get his stuff in order. You've created the buzz that you wanted over at Sac State, but man, they gotta change. They gotta figure this thing out.
Saturday was a bad loss. That was a bad loss, and I think I don't typically like to go back and forth like this, but I think a quarterback change needs to happen. I said this whole thing, at least this year, is going to work on whether or not Jaden is successful or not. I don't think you can get around that. Like, it's if he's not ready, if he hasn't played enough football and he's not ready, it's not going to work. If he is in that starting lineup and he plays well and, you know, he takes off with all the talent that he has, cool, it's going to work. But I don't think you can get around that. I don't think you can say, let's put Cardell in there and, you know, maybe we can avoid it. No, this thing is going to work on whether or not Jaden is successful or not. And you got to put him out there. I think you got to put him out there and try it because he's Cardell's a better athlete, but Jaden is the quarterback you're going to need when you play these better teams in the Big Sky.
Hot take, I don't think either of them are good for the go-go offense. I think Jaden is not a good enough athlete, better arm, but not great under pressure. Cardell, not great decision-making, better athlete, doesn't make all the throws. So
You're right, and that's the thing. I think you need somebody that can make some throws, like those intermediate throws.
You need the dual-threat guy, and I think Cardell is supposed to be that. I think Jaden is expected to be that, and I just don't know. I don't know if it's there. Like, again, I want them to do well. I really do. I want UC Davis to do well. Tall task to come over right now. Really tall task, and I don't want the wheels to start falling off over there.
Jake, we appreciate you, my man. We're really looking forward.
Can you pray for me? Pray for me, okay? I need a game three. We need a game three.
None of that's happening. No one's doing anything for you, Jake.
Well, sorry, Jake.
Can I kick Jesse out of the chat? Is that possible?
I will see you tomorrow, Jake. Jake's joining us on the Insiders, I believe.
Oh, it's lit. Let's go. Oh, that could be a heck of a show.
Oh, that's going to be a – I'm tapped in. That's appointment viewing.
Might be a massive crash out.
That's appointment viewing right there. We're tapped in. It's a good tease. That's good
stuff.
Might
crash out tomorrow. Bye, guys. Have a
appreciate
great
you. Thanks,
care,
buddy.
Jake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.